Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This program is coming to you from the National Biodiesel Conference. Why? Because that is where I am. Let me thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. This week, I am visiting with Mike Adams. He is the host of AgriTalk and a longtime friend, and we got to know each other from our days quite some time ago in the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, still both members and supporting of that organization. But Mike, first of all, we are here at the Biodiesel Conference. Just your thoughts so far, some of the people you've already had a chance to talk with.
Well, it's obvious there's enthusiasm from the great year they had last year in the industry where it just came back from, you know, from being pretty much stagnant. But the cloud that hangs there is, can they continue this without the tax incentives? There seems to be optimism that they can because the renewable fuel standard creates that demand for the product, and we're seeing a growing demand for the product. So I think it's cautious optimism at this point, a good year, and they're hopeful for another good year now and move on forward.
Well, we have seen that attendance here has increased from last year. That's always a good sign. Over the next day or so, I guess you're going to be interviewing some of the leaders here on your program?
Right. We'll be talking with the leaders and users of biodiesel. You know, as they highlight the different uses for it, we're seeing, you know, with bioheat, we're seeing in racing the performance there. I mean, the growing uses, I think that diversity of its use is also optimism for the future of this, of the biofuels industry.
Well, hopefully they'll let us do a little test drive on the Orange County chopper that we're going to see displayed here at the opening general session. Actually, I take that back. It'd probably be best if we don't, at least if I don't get on it. But, you know, this on-location broadcasting, which I think is a hallmark of AgriTalk since the beginning. The program has been around for quite a few years. I remember when it got started. But you're still broadcasting over a network of radio stations, increasingly doing stuff on the web, too. How are things going with the program? How would you characterize it?
Well, I think very well, and you're right. And you and I go back a long ways in this business, and we've seen a lot of changes evolve. We have a core of about 70 radio stations across the country. We're always trying to grow that, but you know, realistically, in the day in which we live now with the broadcast industry, it's increasingly difficult to get radio stations to commit much airtime, if any, to agricultural based broadcasting. So we're very thankful for the stations we have. They are the core. But you're right, we've expanded over the years. We do a lot of on-location broadcasting, which I think is key for our broadcast to get out of among the newsmakers and among the people, and it gives you a much better connection with your audience and also a better feel for the issues, as you know, all the traveling that you do. The other key is doing more web-based information and broadcasting with our video and things like that, because it gives you more audience, it gets you more eyes, more ears to the product. So that's the big change that we've seen develop over the years, and I think we'll continue to see more of that in the future.
So how do you do this live broadcast and at the same time run the computer and make sure that all the, you know, behind-the-scenes technical works?
That's because of John Harith, the producer of this show, who does all the work, you know. And I'm amazed at, and this is what technology allows, and if you have people like yourself and John that know how this technology works, you can sound and look and be bigger than you really are because you're able to touch so many different audiences with the technology that's available now, and that is the key, getting that information out. And I'm amazed at the different ways that we're able to do it now. But it's you plug in, maybe there's some crossover, maybe there's not. Maybe you're touching a unique audience, but the key is to get it out there as widely as you can.
On the sponsor side, obviously, in-program mentions, commercials, that's what we're used to from the broadcast side. But are you finding that your sponsors are interested in your web product too? And is that now being included in marketing packages?
Starting to. It's an education process. And, of course, they're always looking at What are the numbers? Can you justify or verify that audience? And that's always, you know, somewhat of a challenge still as we break into this new ground. The key to the marketing of our program has been, you know, that you're within the program. Your commercials, your ads aren't going to run some other day part. It's going to be as part of AgriTalk. And we really sell that as a strong point. We sell it as a one big program, and you're part of that program.
So speaking of John, there is a Twitter account, I believe, at AgriTalk. And so not only are we seeing at agritalk.com, but information being distributed from your programming, pointing people to your programming, and maybe a little bit of commentary in there, too, from at AgriTalk on Twitter.
Right. And you know what Twitter does? I hearken back to my days of local radio. When you did local radio, you did a broadcast, and then you probably, after the show, you went to the restaurant, the gas station, or whatever. You ran into the people that were listening to the show. You got instant feedback. Twitter gives you that now. Even though we do a national show and I don't get to see on a daily basis the people I'm talking to, I see the instant feedback from a particular show on Twitter, and that's great to get that feedback.
Well, I know that I get asked at a number of conferences, Chuck, what's the next big thing in the communications technology? I'm going to ask you because I sure as heck don't know.
I don't either. I mean, it's hard to imagine. Look how far we've come. We're working on things. We're about to add an app for AgriTalk. It'll start with the iPhone, then expand from there. I mean, that's going to be a big boost for us. It's amazing. You and I, we can go out and use our iPhones, do interviews, and send them back. It's amazing how far we've come just from being able to use our phone to broadcast, basically. So who knows what the next step is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I do try to answer that question. And mobile is, I think, what we've got to look at, because it's not only here. It's been around for a couple of years, but I think it's becoming more widely used, especially in the agricultural sector. When you see cowboys at the cattlemen's convention walking around with an iPhone and they're looking at the cattle industry convention app that's got their personal schedule, you know something has definitely changed out in the countryside.
Yeah, we're an instant communication society, and you can't be stagnant. You have to be mobile. You have to be providing that information and make it easily accessible to them. And fortunately, technology is allowing us to do that. And it is amazing how quickly our audiences are adapting to that and expecting it, wanting it.
Well, if we just can get some high-speed internet access, not to make any commentary on the Gaylord Palms, I guess slow-speed internet access here, but out in the countryside, that is improving out in rural America, and that's good for anybody that's in agricultural communications or marketing today.
There are always limiting factors. You and I go back to the days of having to unscrew the mouthpiece on a telephone and hook into there, and when they started changing telephones on us, we didn't know what we were going to do. Things have really changed.
Yeah, I think I remember about 5 below 0, getting out of my car in some little town in Illinois. It was getting dark, and I had to send this audio report back in. I go into the telephone booth near the post office, and it had one of those newfangled glued, and I didn't know what I was going to do. So, yeah, times have changed. In fact, when was the last time you've seen a public payphone, you know? Well, thank you very much, Mike Adams with AgriTalk. We've been visiting here at the National Biodiesel Conference. That's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.